A group of international AIDS experts says without additional funding for prevention programs, by the year 2010, as many as 45 million more people than are currently infected with HIV will have the disease. But if spending on programs to prevent the spread of AIDS were tripled, they say that number could be reduced by more than half. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Let's take the most basic tool in the AIDS prevention arsenal, condoms. More than half the people in the world who need them can't get them. And in Africa,
it's estimated that current donor contributions are adequate for 3 condoms per year per adult male. Clearly not enough to make an impact.
So the lack of 1.9 billion of these little pieces of latex in Africa alone stands between men and women, and men and men, and human disaster. Dr. Helene Gale, who is with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is co-chair of the Global HIV Prevention Working Group, whose 40 members, researchers, doctors, academics, health workers, and people with HIV, are from all over the world. By looking at what is already being spent on HIV prevention programs in various regions of the world, a new report just released by the group estimates that nearly $4 billion more needs to be spent to halve the growing epidemic.
What our report really tries to focus on is that there's not one magic bullet. It's not condoms only. It's not STD treatment only. It's not mother-to-child prevention only. It is really putting all of those factors together in combination that is going to have the impact that we want of reducing the spread of HIV.
And funding for prevention needs to be scaled up quickly. But right now, in most parts of the world, there are huge gaps in such services. For example, though more than 1 million people are infected with HIV in China, testing was available for only 25,000 in 2001. Or consider the major heroin problem that has hit Asia and the Pacific. Few countries offer the clean needles or treatment for addiction and sexually transmitted diseases to head off the rising HIV rates that can be expected. One member of the working group, China's National AIDS and STD Prevention Control Director, Dr. Yiming Shao, says that the national government has increased its focus and his budget.
I think the SARS epidemic is going to have a big impact. Provincial leaders and even the whole society will pay much more attention to public health, to infectious disease.
Treatment is seen as a main component of prevention. Studies show that people are less likely to hide their HIV status or expose others to infection if treatment is available. And treatment, one dose of nevirapine for mother and infant, can reduce the risk of a child being infected by the mother. But only 5% of women have access to the treatment. In Africa, where the rates of HIV are highest, less than 1% do. Dr. David Sawada, who is the head of Uganda's Institute of Public Health, says the problem is all the things that go along with providing a treatment like nevirapine.
Not only do you need necessarily have to have the medicine or the money, but also you need to have the infrastructure, the delivery system, and the personnel to be able to achieve these objectives.
The countries with the biggest HIV/AIDS epidemics can only do so much. Much of the assistance, analysts say, must come from richer countries in the West, like the United States. The House of Representatives recently authorized $3 billion for President Bush's global initiative to fight AIDS, and the U.S. Senate is set to debate the level of funding. Dr. Helen Gale says if that funding compels other rich countries to contribute, then it could have a huge impact.
The longer we wait, the greater the cost will be in terms of human life and suffering, but also the economic costs, the political stability costs, and that we either pay now or pay later.
The $1.9 billion donors now contribute to fight the AIDS epidemic is at a level the World Health Organization requested 10 years ago. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.